Welcome to episode 20 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Sharis, Bianca Rose, and Teresa. Say hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Shout out to everyone who is already watching us live on either our YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook. We really appreciate it. Look forward to reading your comments in the chat throughout the show today. But if you've ever watched an episode of It's No Secret, thanks, first of all. But secondly, you know that we always start with our highs and lows. So we are going to start with our lows first. So Shari.
My low for this week actually happened today. One of my coworkers quit.
Oh, no.
Work. And, like, you know, he had kind of just really become like family, you know. So it was sad to see him go, but, you know, I'm happy that he's on to new things and on a new journey. So that's all exciting, but it was sad to see him go today.
Oh, yeah. That is sad.
I hate when a coworker leaves.
Yeah, I just thought about that. I'm like, damn, how would I feel? Like, that would suck. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Is this the one you used to refer to as your son?
No.
Okay.
No, he's
I was like, oh.
I used to call him my soundboard, like, because he would always like get me right, you know, when I was just having my thoughts and having my moments. So he was my soundboard at work.
Oh, I like that term.
Yeah, that is a cool term. All right, B, what's your low of the week?
My low is that I had a family friend, her daughter passed away, so it's been an emotional, like, roller coaster to deal with, and it hit me a lot harder than I thought it did, a lot harder than I thought it would.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been going through it, crying. I don't even bother doing eyeliner. My eyes are still puffy. Like, I've been going through it for sure.
Yeah.
And hard to deal with.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry to hear that.
And sorry to your friend. Hopefully, you know, prayers and good
vibes. Yeah, what's up? Like, I'm going through this secondhand.
Yeah.
You
know, I'm like,
prayers to them. Nowhere near what they're going through. So, yeah. Sudden. So, it's never fun. Never.
Yeah.
You know, never easy.
I mean, I hate to say it, but sometimes a lot of going through death is what puts life into perspective, you know what I mean? Or dealing with death.
It honestly has. It's definitely shifted a mindset. So try to be positive about things when you can, where you can.
Right. You know, take this as an opportunity to be a little bit more grateful for the things in life, you know what I mean? Because you never
know. Which is really good why we do the highs and lows for the week, because it's your therapy. It's reflective. So if y'all are in the chat, go ahead and give us your highs and lows too. Reflect on them too.
Please, please. Oh, Unk's in the chat. What's up, Unk?
What's up, Unk?
My low for this week was on Friday. I got sick on Friday. I ended up staying home. Didn't even go to work. But I don't know if, like, my allergies were just really that bad or if I had, like, a head cold.
Oh, that's
because it was just all congestion. Like, it sucked.
Can I say, I don't know what the difference is between the flu, a cold, allergies, head cold. Because if I get the sniffles, they're a flu. that's my answer.
They all have the same remedy.
Yeah. Like, they're a flu. That's my... I love Theraflu. I get excited to drink it. So I'm like, done.
Really? I don't like Theraflu.
I hate Theraflu. It is so nasty.
It's so good.
Do you put something extra in it?
No. Oh, but if I get that nighttime Theraflu, baby, I sleep like a baby.
I mean, I guess that's what matters, right?
Theraflu and the emergency? Ugh.
I would get, I'm not one for emergency.
I used to drink emergencies while I was pregnant.
They are gross.
With my middle child, yeah.
I just want to say something really quick because you made me remember.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about allergies. And so obviously mine have been kicking my ass since the season kicked off. And I read or watched a video the other day and I was like, see, men are the root to all of my problems. Like, legitly. Because I was hearing he say that all the trees that produce seeds and fruit are female trees,
yep,
and trees that produce pollen are male trees.
Yep.
I said, see, men are the fucking, if I there was no male trees, man, I'd be out here living my best life right about
And on top of that, in San Antonio, when they built this fucking city, they decided to put more male trees out because they leave less trash.
Yeah, so that's pretty much everywhere now. They are planting more masculine trees everywhere whenever they plant trees. So
still living in a man's world.
Still living in a man's world.
No matter where the fuck we go.
No, no matter what your species is.
Cannot win, okay? But yeah. I just thought about that. Share that little tip.
Thanks for that not so fun fact. Now I'm pissed at men all over again.
All over again. That's exactly how I felt the other day.
Real talk. Oh man.
I can't even live my best life. I gotta keep wearing my glasses because I can't wear my contacts because my eyes is all fucked up. You're fucking with my summer and my springtime, okay? You're just fucking it all up. Like for sunglasses, I can't.
Oh man. Michelle said the men are killing us. LOL.
Yeah. They are.
And Team Heartthrob says men rule.
Men rule. So, I mean.
These are just biased opinions.
Yeah.
Go ahead and find the chat.
Right. Tell us your thoughts. Oh, man.
But yeah, let's leave the allergies. Let's leave that negative mindset. Let's shift it a little.
Highs. Shari, what's your high for Wednesday to Wednesday week?
I guess I can only, like, the only thing I can really think about is it's Taurus season.
Oh, God. Shoot me now.
Go Taurus.
Yes. Go Taurus. Longhorns, baby. Look them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Taurus season, so I'm excited.
I'm not.
Your birthday's coming up. Do you have any plans yet?
No. I said I didn't have a birthday, today I was done, and so today came and it pretty much is gone. So I haven't had time to sit still long enough to even find anything to wear. So I think I'll be at work next Wednesday anyway, and then on the podcast. So that's birthday.
So your birthday is next Wednesday, next correct?
Month. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it first. It's a party here. When you send the link, send it as an invitation because we're going to be drinking because it's also our 21st episode.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Shari's birthday. We got a lot to celebrate next week.
And my son turns 21 tomorrow.
Look at that.
Woo!
And that's actually my favorite number because it's my birthday. It's
good things aligning. Good things, good energies.
Oh, yes. Next week.
Yes.
Next week. Next
week. Manifesting. Well, that's I guess a good high for you. You know, it's your season.
Yes, it is. I feel like I come alive during this time.
You do.
I'm out of my shell, and then I go right back in once Gemini season starts.
All right, you heard it here first. Again, ladies and gentlemen, she's coming out of her shell.
Dig deeper, bitch. Dig deeper.
No, this attitude just tends to come out during this time.
That's good. Bring her out.
But yeah, B, what was your high for this week?
My high is that I actually went to Austin on Monday to go to a concert. And the concert was one of the cast from One Tree Hill, Tyler Hilton. But if you watch One Tree Hill, he's known as Chris Keller. And he was this, like, asshole of a character, very full of himself, always referred to himself in the third person.
Oh, shit.
The most cancelable character that, like, just became, like, a fan favorite. He was a musician in real life. Mm-hmm. And so he ended up coming to Austin on tour. And me and a couple of my friends went to Austin to go see him with the meet and greet too. So me and my friend's wife, we got flustered very easily talking the whole way. We're, you know, chit-chatting. If you know me, I always got something to say, except for when I went to do the meet and greet where I was like, what's my name? How are you? What do I know you from? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to, like, make the moment, like, count. Yeah, I totally got flustered and choked. But I got a picture and an autograph, so it's all good.
Yes. If you guys follow Bianca on her Instagram, she posted the pictures on her story.
Mm-hmm.
And
I loved it. My friend was like, this is the most quietest ever seen you, like, since I've met you. And I'm like, Yeah. So quiet. But it was fun. It was good.
Oh, that's cute. That's really cute.
Deadassa. What was your high for the week? Wednesday to Wednesday.
Michelle is in the chat. Chris Keller. My high actually happened on Sunday. So as I mentioned in my low, I was sick on Friday and that kind of lingered into the weekend. So Sunday was like when I started to feel better. And me and my husband were having a conversation that day about like some of our favorite movies, like of all time, but in like different categories of like things that we would talk about. And that night he had two of my favorite movies lined up and ready to go in the living room with like a blanket and stuff so that we could just watch my favorite movies for the night. And I was like, thanks, babe.
I love that. Yeah. What were your two movies?
The two movies that we watched were Deja Vu and The Bone Collector. I mean, if you can't tell, I'm a Denzel fan. But yeah, they're both some really great Denzel movies that I love personally.
That's a good chill date night in kind of thing.
Yeah. And it was like perfect because I was finally not feeling like shit. So it was a nice way to like end the weekend and still feel good and happy before I fucking start work again. Yeah. So thanks, Hubs.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. That was awesome. All right. So for today's show, we are going to be talking about something that I came across in another podcast, actually. Shout out to Jo Marie, who does her Sage Talks. I listened to an episode that she did with one of her guests about the anti-hustle culture. And the concept was very foreign to me. But it made so much sense when I was listening to them just kind of talk about it in general. And I listened to this podcast episode like months ago, but this topic just kind of stuck with me. And I was like, if we do a podcast, because we still weren't like a thing yet.
Official.
I was like, I'm bringing this topic up. So shout out to Jo Marie and her podcast for that because it was a great episode. Go check that out.
Yeah. Now, do you want to explain what anti-hustle is?
Yes. So essentially, in not so many words, because I don't have like an actual definition for it, but what it is, it's a new culture where they are ditching, glamorizing overwork. Essentially, right? So you're kind of thinking more like minimal stress, more self-health and things of that nature versus the hustle mentality that like we might have been raised with. So that's really what we're going to be talking about today is that anti-hustle culture. But what do you guys think when you guys hear anti-hustle culture?
I mean, essentially that, like, you don't, you know, I think, especially just growing up in a large city like we grew up in, like, it was always like a rat race is what we call it here, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's nonstop. You're always going. And I can definitely say, like, I mean, by nature, I'm always going to be a hustler. It's just always going to be a part of me. But, like, also minimizing that, like... Mm-hmm. Not going as hard or taken away from me or my children or my time with them. Like, I'm not willing to sacrifice that anymore.
Right.
Or money or a company or anything of that nature. So I think, like, the last few years for me, during the pandemic, it kind of hit for me. It's like, that's not the life. Like, I've missed out on so much. Like, this is where I want to be and I want to be comfortable. Like, my new slogan at work right now is I mind the business that pays me. So, like, if it's not under my job title, I ain't doing it. Like, if it ain't got nothing to do with my job title, don't ask me to do it. Because I'm here to do what I'm doing. I mind the business that pays me. Mm-hmm. That don't pay me. Sorry. So, like, yeah, that's where I'm at. So, to me, That's what that means. Because I'm going to mind the business that pays me.
Nice. I like that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to put that on my whiteboard.
Seriously. Can you put it on mine
too? I'm going to need you to put that as the tagline down here so that we can remind ourselves throughout this episode what we need to be doing. Team Heartthrob in the chat says, so no overtime, doing the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. I like that. But Unk is OG, right? He's like, oh, anti-hustle, so no. To him, so no overtime is like a joke, right? Oh, so I'm just working my regular hours? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But that's really not even what the anti-hustle culture is. Like, it's not just no overtime or bare minimum at your job. It's even, it goes even further than that with, like, these younger folks having the more of the mentality of, why am I going to work for you when I can work for me? Mm-hmm. You know, why devote my time to a company or a corporation when I can do my own thing, right?
But I feel like that's hustle mentality. It's like, I don't want to work for you. I want to work for me. So I'm going to do what it takes to be my own boss.
But it's not even do what it takes. Yeah.
It's the mentality of it.
Yes. Before, when people did stuff like that, it was because we had to. Like, we didn't have a choice. It was that or something detrimental. You know what I mean? Like, so in the hustle culture, it's really like we have to. It's the way out. It's the way, you know, to do things differently. Whereas the younger generation now, for them, it's the wealth. It's, and it's not like working. Their goal is not, I'm going to work so hard until I get this. Their goal is like, I'm going to get this. And I'm going to keep it in a way where I can just live my fucking life. Mm-hmm. And that's just making me my money. Mm. It wasn't out of necessity. It was out of like, I'd rather do this than that. Like a choice.
Okay. Yeah. I say, so when you say anti-hustle, I'm thinking like, to similar to what Unk said over here, is like, okay, so no overtime. So I'm not coming in early. I'm not staying late. I'm not opening up an Etsy account on top of my job. I'm not going to be working, you know, day and night, mm-hmm. things like that. I'm just going to do what it takes to get the bills paid and let me enjoy the rest of my time.
Right.
Anti-hustle to me is just taking back the time that you would normally give someone else. That it's like, I'm doing it to prove myself, to move up in the world, to try to move so far up in the world,
right?
That it's like, now, like, you know what? This is fine. I don't have to move up.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. No, I get that. That's a very good view, a very good aspect of it too. I completely understand that of like, not necessarily the bare minimum per se, but like, I'm going to do just enough to where I look good, mm-hmm. but
like, I'm not going to overkill.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think. That boundary setting, you said it right there. Boundary mm-hmm. setting is, to me, that's what I'm picturing for anti-hustle. It's like, I'm always on the grind. I'm, you know, no sleep, all work, 7 days a week. This,
yeah.
I actually, before I came to the job that I'm at now, I used to work for this insurance company, basically, and you were basically 1099. You were a contractor, but the culture, heavy on the cult and culture, because they had that hustle mentality where it's like, if you don't really want it, then you know, then you're not going to be here. If you really want it, then you're going to be getting up and grinding every day. You're going to be doing what needs to be done to make it to the top, and this and that.
Yeah.
And it became so toxic that if someone didn't make it, if they're like, I'm hustling and it's not paying off, then they're like, you're weak. Then you don't have what it takes. Then go work a minimum wage job because you don't have what it takes. I was in that toxic environment that was my turning point of anti-hustle. Like, I tried to be my own boss, and instead I walked straight up into a fucking culture that's like, hustle or nothing.
Hustle or die.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was my experience.
No, but that still ties into that same mentality though. Like, yeah, hustle or die. That was what we knew. But I feel like that's so much better now, in a sense of there's not as much pressure. And I'll be honest with you, I'm like, I think a lot of our generation's like health issues and everything that started mm-hmm. to rise up have a lot to do with the fact that we were brought up in an environment where we were told we had to hustle. Like it was fight or flight. And so, yeah.
Well, Heartthrob in the chat, Unk said, I hustled to support my family. So I did lose a lot of time with the family. Exactly. Like you're hustling so hard for them. You don't get to enjoy it with them.
Yep.
Let's talk about the pros and cons of
a hard and learned because I've always, you know, for a while, like my thing was always like travel, your money returns, but time doesn't. Like you don't get your time back, right? Mm-hmm. And then like it became a perspective with my children.
Right.
And so like, you know, with my son, I had him spit him out again. I was in that hustle mentality, like, oh, I got to get back to work. 3 months, he was 3 months. And I was like, I'm back at work. Like I wasn't missing out on money. I'm like money. Work open to closing shifts, do, you know, by any means necessary to bring home a dollar to be able to support him. And then I turned around and I blinked and he was five, you know? And so it's like, I lost time that I couldn't get back with him. So I was always like, you know, with my next kid, like, no, I'm staying home with her. And I literally stayed home with my daughter until she was 2 years old. Then I finally went back to work. But, you know, it's like those moments in that time, like you don't get back with your people. Yeah. And for a company that considers you a number and you're replaceable at any given moment, you know, I think that's more of a realization in today's world than it was in the past. Like people stayed at their jobs for years and years and years, you know, people kept you on payroll, but now everybody is so replaceable. And we have to, I think we live in a world now that is very aware of that. So people want to not work for companies and would rather be on their own time doing things and being able to live in that, the anti-hustle, because it is. It's, I think, you know, if you can have what they call that work-life balance and not be under someone else's rule of thumb of like what they, how they want you to do it and what they want you to do, why not?
You know, they don't even call it work-life balance anymore. they call it life work balance because you should put life before work.
Okay. Well, when they apply it, then I'll say it.
But you have to also realize too, like side businesses now are so much easier to do. Like there's so many more options. Like there was no fucking influencers. Like you get paid to post shit on social media. Like, holy shit.
Now, don't get me wrong. That's a hustle.
It is a hustle to get there. But that's the thing is they know what to do to get there. And then as soon as they get there, they're like, I'm good.
Like I'll coast.
I'm just saying like, even like with content, like sometimes I like, you know, I've been there, done that. I have my own business and you got to post content and like creating content
all day, every day.
Beast. Like that is a beast in itself. I was like, I need to hire somebody just to do this part.
Can we hire somebody too?
Yeah. But it's legitimately a whole nother job in itself. So like, I don't knock those people who do it because I know how hard it is, you know, like I feel like in some cases, honestly, I think that's harder than getting up going to a 9-to-5 every day.
Sometimes it depends on who you are as a person though. Yeah. Like, cause for some people that may just come natural. And for some people, they gotta really put that effort in, you know?
Yeah. Well, Michelle in the comments said, I don't blame the new generation, though. Our life expectancy has gone down a lot shorter. And a lot of the new age people don't want to wait until retirement to enjoy life. And that's another thing. Like, we're hustling our entire life to get to a point that we're never going to reach or not even enjoy to the fullest or how we could have when we were doing it, when we had the mindset of it.
Because life expectancy is shortening and your retirement age is going up.
Yep.
So how does that work?
So you're going to get a good, if you're lucky, 10 if years. You're lucky, good 10 to 12 years was what I was going to say. 10 to live 12.
I always joke and say like my family, like we don't live long. I don't have family that lives past 70 years old and the retirement age is what, 65 gone up. I'm like, I'm not even going to live that long. Why am I going to put my retirement money? Why am I going to put it away when I can just spend it now?
Well, to another one of Michelle's comments, she said, who knows what's going to happen with 401k and Social Security, so might as well live while you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
She's not wrong. Who the fuck knows what's going to happen? But
that's, who the fuck knows?
That's a topic for another day.
Right.
Team Heartthrob said, the kids now have more because they still live with parents. Ain't that the motherfucking
truth? It's not a choice. I don't think it is. And if it is, good for them that they can choose to stay with their parents. It's hard.
You are absolutely right. It is not a choice.
It's not. You don't have to. It's
not a choice. Like, and a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people, even in our generation that are raising kids right now, will be like, oh no, you need to get the fuck out. Like, no, like, do you know how
where am I gonna go? Like,
we struggle doing it when we had it easy.
Right.
And no, it is not the same no more. Mm-mm. And so, like,
the housing market is at least doubled since
the world is just against us right now. And so facts. I think, like, the hustle culture in general just puts a strain on our mental health that it's not even worth it. You know what? I think since COVID had happened, since the pandemic had a lot of people staying home and reflecting, becoming more self-aware of what makes them happy, a lot of people have learned to enjoy the smaller things in life. They took up bread baking and herbal gardening and, you know, shit like that. Yeah. And I think the mentality shifted of, I don't need the luxury life. I just need to enjoy what I have. And so to enjoy the life that you have, shifted that mindset of, I don't need to work hard for something that I can never afford, but I'm happy and content with this life. Let me live within my means and be happy with that. I don't need to hustle so hard to have this because I already do. I just need to learn to enjoy it.
Yep. Well, I think therapy has a lot to do with that because I feel like more people now go to therapy and openly talk about going to therapy and have now made therapy a positive thing, which it should have always been. I feel like that has helped a lot of this generation to be a little bit more thoughtful when it comes to self-care than we were.
It's self-prioritizing all of a sudden, and it's been finally shed into a good, positive light. Agreed. So it definitely helped shift that that mentality.
Yeah. But I feel like, and I know we're getting all over the place with our topics here, but I don't give a fuck because this conversation is great. But I feel like as millennials specifically, we're put in a very unique situation because we were raised by straight hustle culture, like just straight hustle culture. But we are now raising kids that live in a very anti-hustle culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are that generation that had to like experience both the way that we did. And so like I feel like sometimes it puts us in a fucked up position because it's like, well, I get what mom and dad were trying to teach me with this and this type of mentality because it has helped me as an independent woman. You know what I mean? But then I also understand like this mental health aspect and like how important that really is and how I think I could have been better had I had that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I'm in the middle.
I think we're in the middle though for everything.
Yeah.
I think the world has evolved so much. From like literally I'd say the last 15 years, I think the world has drastically changed over the last 15 years. So I think we're caught in the middle of everything. We are a part of the pre-technology, post-technology, you know, like we lived on both sides of that. And I think with technology came a whole nother world.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's, I think we are just that. We are the, I don't know, like we're that barrier between the two, you know, and it's I think it's very challenging to be in our position because, you know, I'm quick to be like with my kid, like go outside and play. Like, why do you always want to be on your video game? You know, like, yeah, we had video games, but it wasn't
everything consume us like to
go run outside.
Yeah. And play.
you know? And so, like, I find myself doing that. But then at the same time, I'm like, but God, is it really safe for him to be outside? Is it really, right. You know, maybe I do want you just in the house playing your video game or, you know, but we do. I think we are in a very sticky situation in life because we were raised a certain way, but now we have to raise our children to be different based off what we've learned over the last 15 years and how we've grown. And how we see, you know, the world and where it's headed.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very challenging place for a lot of us parents or just even adults, people who don't have kids.
Yes.
No, how do you then, like, no, it's easier for us to put things into perspective because we have kids, right? But for the people who don't, that are our age.
Right.
What's your mentality? Like, how do you deal with it? Because I'm sure it's even harder for them to see it.
Absolutely. To go back to the pandemic, one of you guys mentioned the pandemic. I definitely agree that was a big turning point for this anti-hustle culture type of thing. Because to Bianca's point, when she mentioned earlier, she's like, that's when people realize, like, oh shit, like maybe I don't need to do that shit all the time or pay to do that all the time or like, I can just chill. I don't need to do that. And guess what? I'm fine. Like, you know, and it put a lot of things into perspective, at least for me, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah.
But to Team Heartthrob's point, it's like now we're starting to, has it gotten so bad that now we're confusing anti-hustle with laziness in general? Like, I don't want to do anything at all. I think that's the point that he was trying to get at too, is like, yeah, there's like, I'm not going to work overtime. And then there's people who are like, I don't want to work at all.
Right.
So where do we draw the line on that?
But I mean, if not working at all means you're not surviving, then that's a totally different story. Then that's pure laziness. Right. But if you found something that will help you out financially and you're able to live that lifestyle without it, then I think that it's not. But I also think that that is a big fear in the world right now, is that so many people have gone that far to not wanting to work that they're forcing people to go back to work. Like, they're forcing people to have to live beyond their means because everything costs more than what you anticipated it to cost, right? So it's like, damn, maybe, you know, what I've been living off of for the last few years, which has worked, isn't working anymore. So now I'm forced to go get a job because I have to go back to work. I think when the shift happened with the pandemic, it happened. And a lot of people realize I don't need it. I can live this way. And now I think we're kind of being shifted back in the other way, in a sense.
They're trying to at least. That pendulum is swinging back and forth.
And it is. I think, you know, like with, oh, no working from home and the everything right now. And again, that's a whole nother conversation, but it's still tied to what we're living in today, right? Mm-hmm. And I noticed that and I'm like, they're really pushing people to go back to work because how can you afford to survive right now if you're not?
Right.
Even the people who were living off the bare minimum, if you were living off, okay, my groceries were this, okay, but your groceries have doubled now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's taken from something. You know, it's like, it is, it's a, the world is, it's just going back a little bit in a sense.
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
It's going backwards instead of forwards at the moment. Definitely. And for the unforeseen future as of right now.
It's only been 100 days, guys. Only 100 days.
I know. Fuck, man.
I literally had this conversation with one of my friends, I think, like, yesterday. We're like, we're only 100 days in.
Only?
God damn.
I know.
Lord, it's going to be a long us. Few years.
Lord, everybody pray for us, please. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but going back to the pandemic stuff, like, it wasn't even just the fact that, like, I wasn't out doing things that it put things into perspective for me. But I was also pregnant during the pandemic. So for me, like, for me to relax and rest and things like that, and I knew this was going to be my last pregnancy. So I really wanted to just have, like, a good relaxing experience after the stress of having lost a job during this pandemic as well. So I was really focused on my mental health in a way that I had never been before. And that shit put so much into perspective, because I was like, I have never in my life, in my adult life, been so clear on what I just want to do, to just like relax and take care of myself. And like, it was the only time in my life where I focused solely on myself. And it was nuts, because it was like, wow, is this what it's like for people that don't have kids? Because, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's really how I felt. And so after everything came back to normal, I don't know if we've ever gotten back to normal, but everything went back to normal as far as COVID went. I was like, why? I started to question everything. Like, why do we do this? Why am I going to do that? No, I'm not going to give you my phone number. No, you can't call me when I'm off work. Like, no, you know what I mean? Like, it was just so much easier for me to set those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. After I on to that. Yeah.
COVID, like, what a time to be alive.
Like, I found hobbies during COVID. So I was like, I started planting in my friend's house because she had a house and I didn't. So I'm like, yeah, I'll plant in your yard. I don't know what else to do. I just found hobbies. I found ways to enjoy life.
Yeah. But I think that's, it was, like I said, it was a time to be alive, because it was a great time to discover you, find new, enjoy yourself, you know, find your peace, learn how to self-care. Like, because of the hustle culture, we never take time or a brief moment to even take care of yourself. Like, I used to have this statue my coworker had brought me back from New Orleans, and it was this skeleton sitting at her desk at a computer. And he was like, this is going to be you when you leave this place. And I'm like, yeah, probably. Oh, like, that's always the joke. But it was like, after that, like, absolutely not. Like,
right.
You know, I think people really took the time to, most people took the time to really enjoy themselves and find things that made them happy. And like I said, it was the bare, it was small things.
Right.
It wasn't the lavish things. It wasn't traveling. It wasn't money. It wasn't, you know, it was the small things. And I think those things mattered.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then going through a breakup with my job is what I like to call it. I was there 17 and a half years, and I worked for that company. Like, worked my ass off to move up the ladder. And I did. And I got up there. And, you know, it was all fun and games until you get laid off and there's nothing you can do about it. And all of a sudden, this sense of security that you had is completely ripped away from you. And now all of a sudden you realize, this thing that I thought I could not survive without, look at me surviving. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm having the best time of my life.
Yeah, like, that's how you saw it. And so it was very enlightening. But I do want to say, like, not to take away from also the very traumatic aspects of COVID as well, because, like, I lost a family member to COVID, and, you know, so it wasn't all fun and games, but it was a time to reflect in a lot of ways. And like we mentioned earlier with your friend's situation, Bianca, like, unfortunately, sometimes it does take loss for us to appreciate, like, what we have. And so that was a lot of COVID for me too. So
yeah,
it definitely triggered me into more of this anti-hustle culture, because I'm like, oh my God, all the things I thought I needed to survive, I don't actually need them to the extreme that I thought I did. Like, I can actually live that quote unquote soft life now. Like, oh, okay.
I feel too, like, when I had that that other job, that cult culture, when hustling doesn't work, the strain that it does to your mental health is, I felt like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
When it doesn't work out, when you know that you're trying your hardest and you are promised that it works out, because that's the picture that they painted. It's like, you, if you work so hard day and night, 7 days a week, you know, you're going to get to where you're going to get. Like, you're going to reap what you sow. Like, you're going to, like, take in all the riches. But when it doesn't work,
right
now I feel like a failure. And I lost all the relationships that I had, like, because I, you know, you put in my head that, oh, if they don't support me, then they are not worth having in my life. When really the hustle culture was so extreme that it, you were the toxic person. You were the bad influence. So I feel like experiencing that failure has kind of put me into that. It's not anti-hustle, but I'm like, I just don't want to hustle at all. I'm content. All I want, I'm happy with stability.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I don't need to climb. I'm okay with this stable. I know that I'm going to work my certain hours. I'm going to get my paycheck instead of I got to work for commission every single time. You know how, like, right. Yeah, those commission based, that's hustle.
Yep.
And, you know, either you have it or you don't. But if you don't have it, you're going to take on that strain of financial, emotional. Like, there's just a lot more at stake when you have such a toxic hustle mentality that it kind of takes you back to, am I so anti-hustle or am I do I just want to be content?
Right.
I just want that stability and I'm okay with that.
Right. Well, for me, it's like, am I anti-hustle or am I just tired from all the hustling?
That heavy on that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just fucking tired of being on go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, in Texas, it slowed down tremendously for me. Like, moving to Texas, that's why I tell people all the time, like, don't get me wrong, I hate the fucking weather here, but it was the best move of my life thus far. You know, who knows what else I'll do, but, like, it's been the best move thus far because it slowed down a lot of shit for me. And I know for a fact that if I would have stayed at home, I wouldn't have slowed down. Because especially when I left, because when I left was when all the shit was starting to pick up momentum for me as far as, like, my podcast and what we had going on with it over there and who we were working with over there and, like, things mm-hmm. of that nature. So it's like, ooh, you know I would have never slowed down. But that's why I'm like, best decision of my life, because – if I'm tired now, I don't even know what I would have been feeling like with that going on.
Yeah. And sometimes your environment is the influence of that mentality.
Yep. Yep. Oh, Team Heartthrob. Good point. It also ruined relationships. That's very true. Because if people are just like work, 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 and don't make time for the people that they love, that definitely causes a fucking problem. Michelle said, I still prefer North Carolina, but Texas is I definitely could not have stayed in New York. Yeah. So she's from a busy place too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, New York is definitely that go, go, go.
That's how
make it or you don't.
Is. That is
make it or move.
Exactly. That is exactly how San Francisco is. And guess what? I moved.
Yeah. And Data Countessa on YouTube right here, so trying to find contentment in the things you already have rather than trying for the next and the next. Like, again, who sets that boundary for you? There's the influence of the mentality that you start with, but who's going to stop you? Who's going to tell you, like, hey, you're fine. You're good. This is okay where you're at. Or who, you know, those other influences that are like, no, you have to keep going. You have to keep going.
Right. It's just, and, like, when is, to her other point, at what point will enough be enough? You know, where do you set that boundary for yourself where you're like, no, I don't need that new shiny object. I got this thing right here that works.
I'll tell you, it's when you get tired.
I think with that, it has to be self-discovery, right? You have to know when you've had enough. You've had to know when these things don't matter to me, or mm-hmm. you're not living your life based off your environment or mm-hmm. the people around you, or, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses, whatever it may be. Like,
right.
when you reach that point of self-discovery and you know what it is, you know when enough is enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's when you feel burnt out.
Yeah.
burned out and you're like, I've done all I could. I'm running on fumes. You've heard of that a lot.
Yes.
I say that a lot. It's like, I feel like I'm running on fumes. And it's mm-hmm. like, then who's going to stop? I have to stop me. Right. I can recognize that I'm running on fumes. So why do I still keep putting myself in that situation?
Yeah.
You set that boundary for yourself, to Shari's point. Like, you just have to self-discover when enough is enough for you.
And I still struggle with that because like at work, for example, you know, we spend most of the daylight at work, right? Because of my hustle upbringing, when I go to work, I work my ass off, okay? I get paid pretty well to do a pretty easy job in my eyes. And so I'm going to put my best foot forward and make sure that I keep that fucking job. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so that's my mentality there. But sometimes when I'm doing that, I'm like, damn, because I'm running on fumes, am I wasting so much energy over here that then I come home and I'm like, I'm just so tired. Like, I don't even want to think right now. Hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of energy that you're then bringing home.
Yes.
And so that's
not very life.
I'm struggling. Yeah. That's the part that I'm struggling with right now, is how to, I won't even say balance it, but give my home life higher priority.
Mm. Well, to Jenny Contessa, her comment too is, I'd like to learn it. I'd like to feel it before the burnout. Like, yes. I want to know when to stop before I've hit the fumes.
Yes.
Like,
it's too late for me, guys. Save yourselves.
Right.
What can we do to stop it from happening?
Yeah. Don't ignore the signs. That's what I would say, because I feel like the signs were there for me for a while now. Mm-hmm. And I chose to ignore them. Mm. So, like, if you're tired, it's okay. It is okay. And that has been one of the hardest things in my life to accept. It is okay to be tired. Even when I was pregnant, I'd have to tell myself, girl, you are creating an entire human being right now. You can sit down and kick your feet up if you want to. You know what I mean? Like, that was hard. That was hard. But
that's that embedded hustle mentality that you said, like, how we grew up. Mm. Like, didn't, you know, things like that. Not that it doesn't matter, but I think, like, it's not an excuse.
Right.
We never allow that to be an excuse when it should very well be a good damn excuse. Like, okay. Why I want to chill the hell out, you know? But yeah, I think we don't let things slow us down. And that just comes, like you said, just from that different time that we lived in.
Yeah.
Michelle in the comments saying, listen to people when they tell you to go home or to get away from your desk to eat lunch.
And yeah, Michelle.
Next time at me, Michelle.
No, but her. Her too.
I've left like post-it notes on her desk too. I'm like, go home, Roger. Go home. But then she's got to text me too, because it's, you know, it could be 6:30 at night. I'm still at work. Was mm-hmm. it 2 weeks ago? I was at work so late that I got home in time to turn on the webcam and get on the podcast.
Yeah. So,
yeah, just learning the signs, listening to your peers. Jeez. They know you. They see the signs for you. Just listen when they call you out.
Yeah. Jada Contessa said, not viewing it as an excuse. It is a valid reason.
I like that.
Yes. The gas tank is on E is what Unk said. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you find yourself joking about it, then clearly you recognize it. So just relax, chill.
But that's why I'm glad that we're transitioning into more of an anti-hustle, because I don't want my kids to have that. Like, I want my kids to not get in their 40s and feel like they're fucking exhausted. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want them to be able to live a long, happy, healthy life. And by healthy, I don't just mean physically, but mentally, emotionally, like all of it.
Yeah,
I want that for my kids. But going back to the beginning of our conversation, full circle, like, how do we know when to pull the reins back, though? Like, when is it too far? When, you know, how do we know where to set that boundary of like, okay, no, come on back now. You're going a little too far. Like,
yeah. You ever, the movie The Devil Wears Prada, where like she gets into a fight with a boyfriend. It's like, oh my God, my life is, you know, going terrible. I had a fight with a boyfriend. And Stanley Tucci is like, okay, well, let me know when your whole life is in shambles. That means it's time for a promotion.
Right. Yeah.
Like, your life does not have to be falling apart for you. Don't let your life fall apart for you to recognize those kind of signs. You don't need a slap in the face to know that it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You just need to know that it's going to hurt beforehand.
Yeah. And they're doing a better job in this generation of learning from other people's mistakes.
Yeah. Like Jada Contessa said, we all saw that woman who worked at the bank and died at her desk. Mind you, she was dead for, 3 days before someone noticed?
Right.
Wow. Are you kidding me? I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah, she died at her desk at the bank.
Yep.
And she was dead for like a couple days before they even realized that she was not asleep on the job. She probably got written up too.
They probably did write her ass up. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
You literally work yourself to the grave. And what do you have to show for it? Were you able to enjoy the time outside of work?
No, because you were too tired.
But again, it goes back to that, like, working for a company, right, that doesn't give two shits about you. Because you mean to tell me you didn't clock in or clock out and you were scheduled to work and no one gave a fuck to check in?
Yeah, they noticed when they had to close payroll and they're like, I'm sorry, she worked how many hours?
Right.
So that's crazy. But to your point, T, like, how do we know when to teach our kids? I think, again, we're just in that sticky situation because our main course of our mentality is the hustle.
Right.
And then now we do have to teach our children that you don't burn yourself out. You don't overdo it. But you don't be lazy either. Right.
Right. And
where do you find that comfortable balance?
Yeah. Where's the happy medium?
Yeah. I think it's, like I said, it's a very challenging time right now to be a parent because it is hard to teach them. When we've been programmed to think a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're like in that interim, like generational change where we may be able to recognize it, but not pull ourselves out of that habit, but we can recognize it and make our next generation aware of it. So like I said, like we have our peers to look out for us. So we know to recognize these things, whether we are able to act on them ourselves, we are that transitional generation where it's like, I see what the hustle culture does and what the anti-hustle culture can benefit from that. Right. I may not be able to act on it, but I can pass down that information.
Yep.
You know, I can make that change in that way. Even if it's not for yourself, it's for someone else.
Yes. You hit the nail on the head, Bianca, for like parenting in this time and age, because that's exactly the mentality that you have to have in order to build a good, solid relationship with your kids these days, is to be able to speak to them in the language that they know and understand now, because they are leaps and bounds ahead of where we were at their age. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, like, we have to navigate that properly. And the way you explained it hit the nail on the head for me. Yes, that was awful. Jada Contessa in our Instagram asked, do you think that it paid off more consistently in the past? Go ahead. I don't think so. I don't think it paid off more consistently in the past. But I also believe that the world that we lived in the past was very different. And, you know, it's, I don't know, like, to me, it was a little bit safer back then. Don't get me wrong. Shit still happens everywhere, right? But I do feel like it was a little bit safer back then than it is now. And so there's a big mentality shift in the world in general. So
I want to highlight what Team Heartthrob said, because that made a really good point, that we didn't have access to information like they do now. We didn't read policies. We just worked.
Yep.
So now, you know, nowadays it's like, I'm sorry, hold on. Page 37 says I can go home.
Right.
Page 42 says try me. Like now you can just pull up that fact and like we can fact check those kind of corporations and be like, I don't have to do this.
And then depending on where you live, there's certain laws that protect employees in ways that, you know,
and they don't advertise them. So that's something that you have to seek out to do. If that's what it takes for you to learn your boundaries is to learn the policies, then so be it. Educate yourself.
Yeah. Go ahead, Char.
No, I was just saying, I honestly don't think that we can compare them to. Mm-mm. I don't think that we can say, was it this or that? Because this is not apples to apples, right? Not These are two totally different worlds that we're living in. And I don't think it's fair because, again, not everything was handed to us and given to us or readily, easily available, instant gratification for us. It was never that. In today's world, it is. And so I don't think that we can even compare the two.
Yes. I agree. And D8 says this badge comes off. But she also said, and this is the one I want to close with here because we're at the top of the hour, it feels like it has shifted and the old rules do not work. And they don't. So like our version of what was successful and got us through our lives is not what's going to get our kids through theirs. And they are submerged in the anti-hustle culture. And
they found that this was their way out. This is that.
Yep.
This is what works for them.
It is the non-hustling way of hustling. It's anti-hustle. Yeah. that's a good way to end the show right there. Put a little bow on that one. But if you guys are watching us live again, thank you guys so much. Thank you guys for all of you participating in the comments.
Data Contessa says also hi from Broadway in New York.
In New York.
So we got West Coast and East Coast up in the chat.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. If you are just listening to us and you don't know where to find us, Bianca, where can they find us?
If you, your friends, your family, or your coworkers are not following us already on social media, then they can like, follow, and subscribe to us on our social media accounts. That's Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at It's No Secret Podcast. And we have TikTok at It's No Secret Podcast Live. But if you can't join us for our live stream every Wednesday, then you can listen to us on our streaming services on Sundays. That's Apple and Spotify.
Real quick, we just got a hi from Puerto Rico. Hi, Lucy.
Hola, Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Great show, ladies. Great show.
Great show. Until next time, guys. It'll be my birthday. Remember, it's a secret.
Bye.
Bye.